Wow, that's a big pile of bricks. I guess it takes a lot to build a house.
And it takes a lot of the right kind of bricks to build the house of your life, too. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. My name is Zach. A building is built one brick at a time. Some of the bricks might be cracked or broken, and a smart builder knows which ones to throw out and which to keep. Your thoughts, words, and actions are kind of like the bricks that you're building your life with. Sinful words and actions are bad bricks for your life, and you need to throw them out and just keep the ones that please God. Remember, everything you think, say, or do is like a brick that builds your life, so ask for God's help to build your life right. That's exactly what our story's all about today. It's entitled The Brick House, Part 2. The bricks have arrived for that house I'll be working on, William, said Dad. I'm going over there now. Want to come along? Sure, said William, and soon they arrived at the building site. Wow, that's a huge pile of bricks, William exclaimed. I guess that means you've got a whole lot of work to do, huh? Dad laughed. Yes, I do. He smiled at his son. We talked the other day about building a life house. Did you know that you have bricks to work with, too? Bricks to build your life house with? I do? I know you don't mean bricks like the ones piled up here, so what do you mean? All your thoughts, words, and actions are the bricks you're building with day by day, Dad explained. You'll keep building with them as long as you live. He motioned toward the pile of bricks. There are always some cracked or broken bricks among the good ones. When I come to those, I throw them out. I want this to be a beautiful, sturdy house when I'm finished. And when you find bricks that are poor choices for your life house, unloving thoughts or words or deeds, you need to throw them out too and just use the ones that are fit for the house you're building. Remember, since you trust in Jesus, He's the foundation of your life house. He will help you choose good bricks so others can see you're building your life on Him. But what do I do with the broken bricks? Asked William. How do I throw them out? Whenever we think or say or do things that don't fit who we are as God's children, we need to confess them to Jesus, said Dad. He will forgive us and help us replace those broken bricks with good ones that reflect His love. Good bricks like being kind and helping others? Asked William. Right, said Dad as they started back toward the car. And doing things that help us grow in our relationship with Jesus is also like laying sturdy bricks in our life house. Things like praying and getting to know Him better by reading the Bible. I really do want to build a good life house, William said. So I'm going to trust Jesus to help me do it wisely. Well, how about you? What kind of life house are you building? If you're building on Jesus as your foundation, if you trust Him as your Savior, you want your life house to reflect that. Each thing you think, say, or do is like a brick that becomes part of your life house. If an unkind thought comes to mind, or if you say or do something hurtful, confess it to Jesus and throw it out. Trust God to help you choose bricks that show others you're building your life house on the rock, Jesus. Our key verse is found in 1 Corinthians 3:10.
Everyone should be careful how they build.
And our key thought, build your life house wisely. Lent is coming up, and it's a time to focus our hearts on Jesus and those around us. Join Keys for Kids this year as we pray for kids, teens, and families with the 40 Days of Prayer Challenge leading up to Easter. Thank God for His blessings and ask Him for help as we spread the gospel around the world. Join the Keys for Kids 40 Days of Prayer Challenge at keysforkids.org/40days. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.